This is news from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org. American babies are born with pesticides and other noxious chemicals already in their blood. In the chemical society, we are toxic from birth. This news report gives important details about the health of you and your children. The biannual report on human exposure to environmental chemicals has been released by the American Center for Disease Control, the CDC. This year's study measured 148 chemicals found in blood or urine, including 38 that have never been tested before in Americans. The good news, the toxic chemicals formed by exposure to secondhand smoke is way down, although the heavy metal cadmium, often produced in smoke, remains. About 5% of adults 20 years and older have cadmium levels that could cause health effects, according to this conservative government report. The levels in children and African Americans was much higher. Cadmium shows up in the urine of people exposed to secondhand smoke. The study tested 2,400 volunteers from 1999 to 2002, so the information's a little bit out of date already. But the rest of the study shows Americans continue to build toxic chemicals and their byproducts in their bodies. For example, a significant number of women showed dangerously high levels of methylmercury, a substance generated both naturally and from burning coal and incinerator waste. Mercury can lead to brain damage and other problems in children. Finally, after decades of scientific pressure and protests, the agency tested for organochlorine-based pesticides in humans. Some, like Aldrin, Endrin, and Dieldrin, have declined in the American bloodstream since they were banned in the late 1980s due to environmental pressure. The CDC says these particular organochlorine pesticides have decayed in the body over time. At least it shows that a ban can work. Now the general population is testing positive for contamination by widely used pesticides known as pyrethroids. Considering these are poured onto crops by the millions of gallons, it is incredible that the CDC is only now getting around to testing for them. America's pesticide lobby, called Crop Life America, is quick to say that although new chemicals are showing up in human blood, that doesn't necessarily prove it's bad for people. Another test followed the plastic-making chemical known as phthalates. Since the mid-1990s, Greenpeace has warned these chemicals can interfere with the human reproductive system, including reducing fertility. Recent scientific studies have backed up this concern, and in July, the European Union banned phthalates completely. America is just going to go on studying the process of phthalates in human development without taking any action to protect the population. The Environmental Working Group, the EWG, has released tests of 10 randomly chosen umbilical cords from babies that show more than 200 contaminants in newborns' blood. These chemicals included mercury, Teflon chemicals, fire retardants, and pesticides. Their study is available at www.ewg.org/reports/bodyburden2. This story is so important and so little covered by the major media, here's a clip from a program called Radioactive, giving you more details you need to know.
This is Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal with Amy Brown and Meredith DeFrancesco for July 21st, 2005. Today we'll have a report on how toxins in the environment are impacting public health.
Last week the findings of a study were made public which found over 200 industrial chemicals and pollutants in a sampling of umbilical cord blood of babies born in August and September of 2004. Of the 287 chemicals detected, 180 are known cancer causers, 217 are toxic to the brain and nervous system, and 208 cause birth defects or abnormal development in animal tests. Among the chemical compounds found were 8 perfluorochemicals used as stain and oil repellents in fast food packaging, clothes, and textiles, including the Teflon chemical PFOA, dozens of brominated flame retardants, and a number of pesticides. The Environmental Working Group produced the study in collaboration with researchers at 2 major laboratories. Because of the high cost of testing, 10 babies were chosen randomly from mothers participating in Red Cross Volunteers' National Cord Blood Collection Program. They were not chosen because their parents worked in the chemical industry or were suspected to have particular chemical exposure. U.S. industries manufacture 75,000 chemicals a year. When the Toxic Substance Control Act was passed in 1975, 63,000 existing chemicals were deemed safe as used. The law requires government to approve new chemicals within 90 days of the company's application at an average of 7 chemicals a day, according to the report. The law also requires certainty of harm before actions can be taken to protect public health. Industry can limit its voluntary testing reporting to exclude information, including on health and safety, as confidential business information. The Infant Body Burden Report also cites the incidence of cancer has steadily increased over the decades for many forms of disease, including breast, prostate, and testicular. The incidence of childhood cancer increased by 27.1% between 1975 and 2002, with the sharpest rise estimated for brain and other nervous system cancers, 56.5% increase, and acute lymphatic leukemia, 68.7% increase. The incidence of testicular cancer also rose steadily, 66% between 1975 and 2002. The probability that a U.S. resident will develop cancer at some point in his or her lifetime is 1 in 2 for men and 1 in 3 for women.
Jane Houlihan, EWG's Vice President for Research, told ENS News, quote, "Chemical exposures during childhood can be far more harmful than those in later life. Our cord blood findings, above all, raise the need for testing that ensures the safety of the widespread exposures we've documented that begin even before birth," end quote. The EWG is demanding that chemical makers make public their own research on the impacts of their production on babies. So far, legislation does not force chemical makers to release their toxicity testing for thousands of new chemicals arriving on the market and into our bloodstreams each year. It's private information that literally endangers the public body. You can get more details on this story from the July 22nd edition of Environmental News Service at www.ens-newswire.com. ENS is the best environmental news service there is, and it's free. That's ens-newswire.com. This has been a report from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock, like an electric shock, .org.